The more our troubles are multiplied, the more earnest and importunate should we be in our prayers. God loves to have us bring before His throne all our sorrows, perplexities, and dangers. This is a quote coming to you from the Family Bible Notes. In this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. In this particular broadcast, we will deal with resolution number 61 as found in Psalm 86:7, which says, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." In the day of my trouble. Now, in this teaching, we are going to talk about trouble. And you say, "Oh, Connie, I don't want to hear a message on trouble." But yes, you do, because it's important that you understand that trouble is a common experience. It is something that may be expected by all. And that's not something to despair about, because I want to show you in this message that God has an answer for your trouble. It's in your trouble that He wants to show you His power. Now, notice in our main text, David said, "In the day of my trouble, in the day of my trouble." What's implied there by using that word "day" is that there is a limited duration of your trouble. It will soon be over. So if you're facing trouble right now, I want to encourage you and let you know that it will soon be over. Through the mercy of God, your trouble will be short-lived. God will not let it go on and on forever. It will be short-lived because God is a merciful God, and it is just a day when contrasted with the future. We look into the scriptures and we find three particular scriptures that use those words, "in the day of my trouble." Our main text, Psalm 86:7, David said, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." Then in Psalm 59:16, David said, "But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble." Then we go over to Psalm 77:1-2, and we find Asaph using those words. He said, "I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord." Okay, so we're finding out that the Bible refers to the day of trouble, the day of my trouble. But what kind of troubles does the Bible refer to? Well, that it could include physical infirmities. It could include career losses in business or bereavement of death. In Proverbs 17:1, we see a reference to painful family discord when it used the words, "house full of sacrifice with strife." So that would indeed be a trouble when you are facing family discord. Then Paul makes reference to the opposition from the world coming against the believer. In 2 Timothy 3:12, he said, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." So it doesn't matter that you're godly, that you're not exempt from trouble. You will face opposition from the world. Paul said it, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Then we look at Paul's life. Here is the Apostle Paul. He wrote most of the New Testament. You would think that he would be exempt from trouble. Not so. Look at what 2 Timothy 4, 10 and 16 says. Paul is writing, he said, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Imagine that. Here is the Apostle Paul, and he is facing trouble, the trouble of the unfaithfulness of friends, people, all men forsaking him. Then we go to 2 Corinthians 7:5, and we see Paul facing tormenting fears. He said, for when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. So it doesn't matter that you are godly or that you're the Apostle Paul. All men will face trouble in this life, and the Bible bears that out. Let me show you some scriptures that says it, that confirms this fact. Job 5:7 says, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. As certainly as man is born, so sure is it that he will have trouble. Just the fact that you're in this world because of the fall, that you are going to face trouble. Trouble is certain to come sooner or later, just as the sparks ascend and the birds fly upward following the laws of their being. So is trouble the lot of man. Then in Job 14:1, it says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Jacob, when he stood before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh asked him about his life, listen to how he responded, how he described his life. He said, few and evil are the days of my pilgrimage. Oh, Jacob faced much trouble in his life. Charles Spurgeon said, the path of trouble is the way home. And the biblical illustrator said, we are formed for eternity. Our present condition is only a state of preparation and discipline. Then we go over to Job 3:17, and we find out where most of our trouble comes from. It says, there the wicked cease from troubling. It's talking about in heaven. There the wicked cease from troubling. What's implied there is that it's the wicked who are the troublers of all. They're the ones that cause trouble for others, for us as believers. We live in a wicked world surrounded by wicked people who cause trouble for us. They are the troublers of all. They trouble their own families. They trouble cities. They trouble nations. They trouble the church. They trouble our souls. So there the wicked cease from troubling. In this life, you will face trouble from the wicked. Then in Psalm 138, verse 7, David said, though I walk in the midst of trouble. Here he is describing life as a walk. It's a journey. It's a constant action onward. Never, you're never stationary. You're always on the move. But notice how he described it. He described it as a walk, often in the midst of trouble. Though I walk in the midst of trouble. What he was saying, there was all here are going to meet with trials on the way, some more than others. And then we go over to the New Testament, to the words of the Lord Jesus in John 16, 33. These are the words in red. Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation." You're going to have trouble. And that trouble is going to come from the men of the world. It's going to come from the spirit of the world, the spirit of Antichrist, the god of this world, Satan himself. He will cause you trouble. Listen to what William Burkitt said in his expository notes. While you have to do with the men of the world, while you have anything to do with the things of the world, nay, while you have a being in the world, you must look for trouble, both from within and from without, from friends and foes, in body, soul, name, estate, heartbreaking troubles, soul-rending troubles, such troubles as will make the heart to break and the back to bend. And you, my disciples, must expect it as well as others. In the world, you shall have tribulation. But we go over to Psalm 142, verses 1 to 2, and we find out what David did with his troubles. He understood that in this life, you're going to have troubles. But notice what he did with his trouble. He said, "I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble." Now here's David, a man after God's own heart. He's showing us that the best of men have their troubles, both within and without. But what David's showing us here is the way to be rid of your troubles is to carry them to the Lord. Show before him your trouble. Take them to the Lord. That's how you get rid of them. Now we look at Psalm 50, verse 15, and we find out that there is a command from God to us that when you are facing trouble, you're in the day of trouble. God is saying, this is what you do. In Psalm 50, verse 15, he said, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Are you in the day of trouble today? Well, God is giving you the solution, the answer. Call upon him in the day of trouble. Roll your burden on his arm. The divine cure for your trouble is not to worry, not to despair, not to fret, but it's simply to give Jesus a call. He's always at home. Call upon me, Jesus is saying, in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And then we go to our main text, where David heard that command of God to call upon him in the day of trouble. And so David responds in Psalm 86, 7. He says, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." Oh, hallelujah. He heard that command from God to call upon me in the day of your trouble. I'll deliver you and you will glorify me. So David resolved, and this is a resolve which all men should make. He said, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me." This language implies a habit, a fixed purpose. I will do this. When I run into trouble, I will call upon you, Lord, because I know you're going to answer me. In Psalm 18:6, David said, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. Then in Psalm 77:2, Asaph said, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. Oh, if you will call upon Jesus in the day of trouble, if you will make it your resolve, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon the Lord. Jesus promises to be with you in your trouble. Listen to this promise that God gave in Psalm 91:15. This is a promise to the believer, to the Christian, to the saint of God. God said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. If you will call upon him, you will make it your resolve that in the day of trouble, I will call upon you, Lord. God said that you'll call upon me, I'll answer you. But not only that, I will be with you in trouble. As soon as that trouble comes, God is saying, I am right there. I'll stand by you. I will not forsake you. I will keep you from sinking under your burden. Oh, God's people are not exempt from trouble, but they have God's promise that in all their trials, he will be with them and deliver them. Oh, you have to know this, that God knows his people in adversity. He visits them in their affliction. I will be with him in trouble. Jesus is with you in your trouble. The pulpit commentary said, God is always with us, but in our trouble, he is more especially with us. The preacher's homiletic commentary said, the good man is not exempted from trouble, but supported in the midst of it. If you will call upon Jesus in the day of trouble, if you will make it your resolve, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon the Lord. Jesus promises to be with you. And his mighty presence in the midst of that trouble will cause you to have a mighty testimony of his delivering power and mercy. How do I know that? Listen to what Psalm 59:16 says. David said, but I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Because you called upon the Lord in your trouble, you resolved. You said, in the midst of my trouble, I will call upon the Lord. And God promised, he said, I'll be with you in that trouble. If you'll call upon me, I will be with you in that trouble. And I will give you a testimony. And now David said, and you will be able to say, I will sing of your power. I'm going to praise you for the manifestation of your power in rescuing me from my trouble. And not only that, I'm going to sing of your mercy in the morning. After a night of sorrow and trouble, I'm going to be able to sing of your mercy in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. When the light dawns, when the troubles are over, when the night of calamity has passed by, oh, God's gonna give you a song, a new song of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Trouble is inevitable, even for the child of God. But know this, that it's only a day of trouble. Through the mercy of God, it will be short-lived. God promises to be with you in trouble. Show before him your trouble. Take it before him. That's the way to be rid of it. Carry it to the Lord in prayer. Call upon him in the day of trouble. And if you do, and when you do, before you know it, you will be singing of his power and mercy and bringing you out of all your troubles. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that in the very midst of your trouble, you will experience a manifestation of God's power and mercy in bringing you out. In Jesus' name, amen.